This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Now, can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. Motai, before we get started this Monday morning, I have to ask you something. I think you would know as a man.
As a man.
Yeah. Today, I was in a rush to get out of my house. And I was running because I was trying to go pick up a rental car. We'll get into all that trouble later. But I was trying to pick up a rental car, and I was in such a rush, but it was cold. I couldn't find my regular shoes. All right? I have my loafers on right now, okay. But I am wearing them with black socks. But they're not like high socks. They're like low-cut socks.
You look funny, dude.
Yeah, I don't like how I'm dressed today. This is like my, like, I had a run. You know, I took the suit in the car. I'm in a rental car, the Jeep Compass. It's white. I feel like a woman driving it. I'm not going to lie.
That's a small car, dude.
It's very compact. I think that's why they call it a Compass.
That makes sense.
Compass. But what do you think? Do you think the black socks with the loafers looks a little strange? Because they're ankle socks. They're not like high socks.
Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't have even worn socks, probably.
But my feet would get cold because it's cold outside. Anyway. Welcome, everybody, back to the show. I hope you all enjoyed our interviews with Diamond Dallas Page and Ave 11 last week. Now, Motai, we mentioned last week on the show we were searching for somebody.
Searching for somebody.
We were searching for somebody special.
Special.
Very special.
Very special.
Super special?
Super special.
Uber special. And to fill this void, now, we've talked about it the last couple weeks on the show. Peaches has left the show. One last time. She is no longer here. We miss and love Peaches. But we had to find somebody to come in and to get our kind of like tricycle of a podcast trio going again. See
what
I'm saying?
Perhaps another woman.
Perhaps another woman. But we
preferably another woman.
Preferably another woman. I just don't think we could have three guys talking.
That'd be weird.
That's a lot of dudes.
That's a lot of dudes.
I don't like that ratio.
That's not even a ratio. I mean,
that is a ratio. It's 3-0.
Yeah, but. You can't even, there's not even an option.
That's
all right.
It's a ratio.
Whatever, dude.
It's a ratio. Right. Anyway.
You know what?
You, and me, we discussed, all right? We discussed and we found what we think is going to be the perfect person to add to our team of the podcast world on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand, right?
Right.
Now, having said that.
Having said that.
What you said. I don't know. How it's going to turn out, but we can only hope for the best, right?
Of course.
Real quick, I get Instagram notifications now when someone follows me. Does anyone else get that?
No.
But
maybe I should update. Anyways.
Before we talk about that, I'd like to bring in to the show our new cast member. Her name.
It's a her.
It's a her. We found a woman.
We found her. She's the one.
Yeah, now it's a 2-1 ratio. All right, Motai? Our new cast member, Miss Ashley Imani.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, Ashley?
I'm awesome.
You're
I'm
awesome.
Happy to be here.
You feeling good? I'm happy you're here finally.
Yes, finally.
I think we
got
are
in
happy
here.
To be here.
Took you long enough, Brad.
No, I've been here. Let me tell y'all something. We're not starting this relationship off on a good foot. All right. I'm gonna tell you why. Because both you and I've been hyping up all week. We've been preparing to record this episode.
Yeah.
I've reiterated the time of recording several times in group chats and individually with the both of you. I should be wagging my finger at DJ Motai because he knows better.
Okay.
All right, Motai.
Hey,
we had a set time to record at 3:30. All right, here at Brown Sugar Studios.
Oh no, here we go.
You know what almost happened? I almost woke up at 3:30.
Oh. I would have been so
nice.
Mad
I took
at
a
you.
Nap.
No, he has a habit of sleeping through interviews. Mm. Motai has
I only did that once.
Hey, that's one too many.
Wow. Nah, we got to do better than that.
Yeah, we do. We need to grow, okay? I got here at 3:30, all right, which was our set time to record. I'm trying to find out where is everybody, right? You know, I thought I was actually going to be late. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought I was going to be late, but I'm a pretty punctual person. I'm a pretty punctual guy. I thought I was going to be late. When I get here, I wait 10 minutes. I'm going to give a grace period. I like to give grace periods, all right? You know, make sure.
10 minutes.
Yeah. Shout out to Trey on the grace periods, but I like to give grace periods. 10 minutes goes by. Mm-hmm. Send a text in the group chat with the three of us. Hey, where is everybody, right? Or where are y'all, all right? And both of you said, we're on the way. We're somewhere there. So I'm sitting here setting up, looking for mics, setting everything up. I'm talking to people on the phone. I'm actually getting conversations that need to be had out of the way. All right. And then Motai finally shows up. I'm listening to something. He has a key. I don't know why he didn't open the door.
I didn't have it with me today.
He preferred that. You preferred to not. Oh, you didn't have your key.
Yeah, not today.
Okay. I'll give
he wanted
you.
I've been switching the door for him.
I wanted. Okay, Ashley. Okay, whatever. Anyway. Anyway. Are you? Oh, what car are you in?
Lexus.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll talk. No, all right. Okay. We'll talk. Anyway, knock on the door. Motai comes in. This is about 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock. 30 minutes past the initial time of recording, right?
Yeah.
But you show up. You brought the mixer today, so I needed him here. All right? I couldn't be too mad because he had a very special piece of equipment. Now, I always expect him to be late, Ashley. I always expect Motai to be late. I never expect him on time. Mm-hmm. He's a lot like our friend Tay Mitch. He is never on time, no matter what we do.
Okay, we're blasting now.
Oh, we blast here.
Okay.
Welcome to the BG show. Mm. We blast.
Welcome.
All right.
And so anyway, Motai finally gets here. 4 o'clock. We're starting to set up, do mic checks. And then I'm like, hey, Motai. Hey, where's Ashley?
And Ashley was stuck in traffic.
Okay. Hold on for a second. Because I text you, hey, Ash, you know, hey, are you close? Where yet? You know, what's up? What's the deal? You respond, it says I'm 5 minutes away.
Yes, but the traffic made me 10 minutes later.
Okay. But you got here 25 minutes after you said that.
Okay, we'll blame Houston traffic, okay? Because
first, I would blame the traffic. All right, I would. But now, knowing that you used to have a studio in the same building we have ours, I expect you to know some back ways. I expect you to know some shortcuts.
No, because I'm still not from Houston, so I still know one way.
Okay, well, let's do this for a second. Before we get into too much, let's talk a little bit about Ashley Imani.
Yes, let's do that.
But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break for DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, and then we'll talk more with Ashley Imani right after this.
Zilla, nigga.
Repeat. Hey. But your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it, love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it.
He ain't really got no flaws. But your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. But your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he a dog. But your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Cause your bitch love it. If you a bad bra, you could come and rock with Stockzilla. Oldest fam, H-Town, them my niggas. Hit Bun B, hate sing it, then you not Triller. Cut the dude in the coupe, got a flat top too. Turn your boo bug to a bugaboo. They know us, they gotta ask about you. They know us, they gotta ask about you. You don't have to like, long as your bitch love it. Switch the gold for the cold, got sick of it. They hate the rollie, but I swear that my wrists love it. When I stack mo chains, I'ma need six of them. Boys hug on they gun, cause they sick of them. We just pull up stunt, make a bitch yum. Might even snatch one of them chip gum. She a little thick some. When you shine, this is what you get, son. Get some, look fly in that. If me no likey, then we fly you back. If she gon' pay attention, then you might have to buy your back. You dry hate, and I don't want no parts in that. You see this bitch's vintage is an artifact. I ain't stunning much, play a part in that. But if you ask me why I'm buying that, you should know my reply to that. It's cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flaws. But your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. But your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone.
but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. What a stack villain. Oh, but your bitch love it. He ain't really love it getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone.
Five star pro LAB.
But your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for?
You crazy for this shit, man.
Oh,
hey.
Cause your bitch love it.
Man, why you stunt, man? I think you broke. But your bitch love it. That toe bar always on swole. Ayy, and your bitch love it. It's a young nigga they call Ray P. Your bitch love my whole family. I'm on a cloud cause I'm smoking loud. And you could probably come get a pee. I don't give a damn about your whole life. My nigga Stockzilla got the hoes in cage. And Ray P got a couple Cali girls. We gon' get them hot and fucking crazy. Broke ass niggas at home lazy. My diamonds stay dancing like Patrick Swayze. Love it. Your girl love it. She give me brains, so I know she crazy. I slide love off it. In that pussy like coins in a parking meter. Yeah, your girl love hungry it. For the D. So you know a nigga had the feature. She told her baby daddy about me. Now that nigga asking for a feature. Hey, cause these niggas like hoes when you coming up, bro. But I bet you didn't know that either.
He ain't really got no flow. But your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. But your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. Oh, but your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it.
You know, this feel like that 92 Dream Team shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta ball, nigga. Leg
up. All up in my face, yeah, them hoes know that I'm clean, clean. From the city where you got a double cup with that lean, lean. Nigga, I'm just coolin' with my J's on and my bling, bling. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team, 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team, 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team.
Okay, my attitude like Barkley, they fucking with me hardly. Push start, no car keys. That pussy, she reward me. I'm a young nigga with a lot of game. I got the brain and forgot her name. I'm getting money, no time for dames. I look good in these such frames. Goddamn, I'm so cool. Yo, girl, it's old news. Got ran through by my old crew. Fall back, nigga, let that hoe choose. Back to back, Chicago. She going live in that grotto. No clob, but a nigga finna glide though. And that all white Mercy Lagos. Now, I ain't drunk. I'm just getting down. She ain't about that life, then I sent her home. Fed it off that OG, I'm like MJ when I hit that strong. On that bullshit, tell that bitch to go.
All up in my face, yeah, them hoes know that I'm clean, clean. From the city where you got a double cup with that lean, lean. Nigga, I'm just coolin' with my J's on and my bling, bling. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team, 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team, 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team.
Man, my chain go, my watch go. Cheese on me, that's nachos. They mad, why? Cause I got dough. Threw a stack and she dropped low. 16 with that Glock code. Don't make my niggas lock load and shoot the shit. I'm too legit. You ain't never ever met a nigga cool as this, man. I'm sneezing hard at my Jordan 6s. Yo, broke ass, can't afford them bitches. I ignore them niggas, nigga, I'm the shit. So I'm popping my paper like toilet tissue. They try to say that I'm acting funny. Walked in with a stack of money. I snatch a woman and smash a woman and fash a woman like Magic Johnson. Put them all ashamed, nigga. I don't need a ball of same. I belong in the Hall of Fame. And I'm so official I could call a game. Dimes I be dropping. You could call me Stockton.
It's just me and my posse and your girlfriend keep flocking. And she
all up in my face, she had them hoes know that I'm clean, clean. From the city where you got a double cup with that lean, lean. Nigga, I'm just cooling with my J's on and my bling, bling. Boy, I bought so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I bought so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I bought so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team.
Black in my fingertips. stroke. Got a nigga feeling hungry as fuck.
I'm hungry as fuck.
So I'ma eat enough food for a week, and when I'm done, I'ma roll me a blunt.
I'ma roll me a blunt.
Just did a verse for a rack, bought a deuce, now a nigga finna pull me a cup. And you ain't even gotta ask, about 30 minutes later, nigga know we was stuck. Gotta seen a lot of weed, still ain't show me another. Make a nigga say, damn, homie, that's too much. I wake up at 11, hit my nigga Jay Black, and by noon, we done already matched two blunts. Four cigarellos, that's $2, and a 3.5 just to fill them hoes up. Then I call me a slut, but ain't fuck her. The bitch had a pair of fake tillies and a silicone butt. Even when there's no smoking, I still roll up and dump Cigarello guts on the goddamn floor. And when they call the laws, put the weed in my boss, cause I know there's one place that a cop won't go. My first mixtape smoked a whole lot of Reggie, but that's the Blue Magic, got a lot more dope. And I smoke nothing but the best, so you ain't gotta pass it this way if you ain't smoking no dro.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. We're talking with our new co-host, new cast member.
Yes.
Ashley Imani. She was late today.
I was late.
Later than me.
I apologize.
Later than Motown.
I apologize. Since I never apologize, I'll apologize.
You never apologize?
No, I don't.
What's really? That about?
I'm just kidding. I do.
Okay. I was about to say, oh, let's dive into that. But you
cold.
Said you aren't from Houston, Texas, which is one of your excuses for being late.
Yes.
Mind you.
Yes.
Well, okay. Where are you originally from?
If I tell you, you're going to tell me that I can no longer use the traffic as an excuse.
All right, let's hear it. Let's
I'm
hear
from
it.
From L.A.
You're from L.A.
Wow.
The capital of traffic.
Yes.
You don't know ways around traffic by now, Ashley?
No, I don't, other than bogarting.
What's bo? Oh, like boss hogging?
Like boss hogging.
We call
swinging
it boss hogging.
Swinging on people.
Yeah, and swinging in Houston. You need a.
Yeah.
What'd you call it? Bogarting?
Bogarting.
Yeah, that's a very LA thing.
Excuse me. Yeah. Don't judge.
It's all right. But okay, so you're from Los Angeles.
I am.
How long have you been in Houston?
I came out here in 07. Well, actually, I wasn't in Houston. I was in Prairie View in 07. And then I moved to Houston last year, the beginning of last year.
Oh, so you haven't been here long?
No.
At all?
At all.
I thought, for some reason, I thought you were here longer. So, but you went to Prairie View A&M.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you study?
I hopped around. Yes. Hopped around? I started with criminal justice and I went to English. Excuse me. Excuse me. It was all during my prereqs. So I started.
That doesn't count. Okay.
Yeah. But now it's marketing. So.
Okay.
Yeah, one more semester to go. But I'm not going to finish at PV.
Where are you going to finish?
Probably U of H.
U of H?
Yeah.
Probably. I'll recommend.
Probably.
You don't know yet. You're kind of you're swimming around.
Yeah.
Trying to
yeah.
browse around. The market. Hopping around. She's hopping around.
I'm hopping
schools.
Around. Yeah.
She's hopping campuses.
Yeah.
I'm
set hopping.
Sororities,
you know what that is?
Anything? You're set hopping?
I'm set hopping. You know what that is?
No. I know set tripping.
Set tripping. Set kinda. Hopping. Nah. It's like, you know, in LA, we have gangs. It's like hopping from Crips to Bloods.
Well, that's so, a yeah. big hop.
Uh huh.
Can you do that?
You can.
You can. That,
you're, but that's possible.
What?
You'll die.
You'll die. Oh,
no, so
it's not really worth it.
Right.
See, I'm actually, we're going to have to get more into the LA gang culture. That really is. Did
no,
you come
we
up
don't.
In that?
No.
No?
No.
No, no gang banging? No.
Even if she really was, she probably it. Wouldn't say it.
Yeah. Could you not speak of it? Would you have to kill me?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk later.
Yeah. It's kind of like the FBI. Later, a little so like FBI. Die.
Well, yeah, well, Motai, you're not important right now. No, I'm joking.
Well, fuck you.
Tyler Tran, man. But anyway.
What? Who's that?
I don't know. But you're back here. You're here in Houston. Been here a year. How do you like H-Town?
You know what? I mean, honestly, when I went to PV, I connected mostly with people from Houston. But you're going to hate me for this.
God, do it. Am I going to hate you for everything?
I really, really, really love Austin.
I like Austin.
And Dallas.
Austin's
okay, no,
bad.
I hate you for
maybe
Dallas.
Maybe not Dallas.
I don't like anything Dallas.
No, but I really like Houston because I feel like I relate to people from Houston more. I mean, they remind me of people from home. Somehow,
so what's
except
the, what's
they're
the
a little
connection?
More chill.
H-Town people are more chill.
Yeah,
than LA?
So I've been Houstonized.
Houstonized.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a little more laid back.
I'm a little more laid back than
sipping
when I first
purple,
got
purple.
Here. Yes, definitely.
Swinging, not swinging.
Yo, all that good stuff.
You've learned it.
Yeah,
you've learned.
I know a little of the slang too.
You should know.
Don't
most
judge
of it.
If I.
You
if
should
I
know
say
most
it.
Of the string slang.
What? I know most of it. I do. I do. I do know most of it.
What's it? What's your favorite Houston's like term? Yeah.
Or phrase.
Oh, ugly. Let me do that. Oh, ugly. Or when they call people a little ugly. Little ugly. Or what else? What else?
People around me don't say that.
Oh, yeah, they say it around me.
That might be the first time I heard that.
Yeah.
Main hole up's
a good one. I'm a fan of the main hole up. Yeah. When you were in LA, did you like hear any Houston music? Were you big on it at all? Or
when I was in LA, even if I did hear it, I didn't know it was Houston music. I grew up in a skating rink, so I heard all type of music, and I didn't really know where it came from.
You grew up in a skating rink?
In a skating rink.
Were you born there?
I didn't live inside of
the
skating
rink. Were you born in a bowling alley?
No, my mom ran the skating rink, and actually there's a bowling alley upstairs from the skating rink.
That's what I was asking.
So it was connected, so I was cold at bowling and skating, so don't try me.
Oh.
Don't try me. It's a challenge. Is it still open? Yeah. Unfortunately, it just got closed down last year. Broke my heart because I didn't even get to go and visit before it was shut down.
So you grew up in a skating rink?
I did.
That's interesting. Were you educated in it as well?
I was. And also, I got to meet a lot of different like celebrities and important people.
Who'd you meet at the skating rink?
Oh, God. Do I really have to go down the
whole
list?
Let's go down the list. I want to know.
Oh, I've met Ice Cube. I've met Snoop. I've met Destiny's Child.
Oh.
All type of people.
Which Destiny's Child? Like, which incarnation?
When it was LaToya and LaTavia. Yeah.
LaToya, LaTavia.
Beyonce Kelly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
During the
When there a Pharah in there? In Destiny's Child? I remember a Pharah.
Maybe that was after LaToya and LaTavia.
It's possible.
Or maybe it was before.
It could have been before.
Yeah, possibly.
A lot of incarnations of Destiny's Child.
Right.
I wonder how, like, LaTavia and LaToya and if... This is an actual
You know what?
Pharah
I think
felt.
I saw LaTavia acting, I think.
Okay.
And I know LaToya Luckett is acting. She's doing very well. I think I forgot which show she's on.
The Single Ladies?
Single Ladies.
On VH1.
Yes.
But do you think they felt some type of way when Beyonce had her like Super Bowl performance and they weren't invited?
I think they're pretty much over that.
You think so?
Yeah, because they haven't been a part of the groups for so long.
Do you think they text each other? Like the non-Destiny
Probably
Child
not.
Members?
Keep in touch.
Probably me. Not.
You don't think they text each other and be
no,
like,
no,
oh,
but
man,
I think they probably be Beyonce cordial.
Bitch. Oh.
You think they're cordial?
I think they're cordial. They're grown. They should be.
I don't know how you could hate Beyonce.
Me either.
Beyonce is very unhateable to me. What do you think?
I could agree with that.
I don't
she
see
got
how
lot
you
of,
can
she
hate
got a lot of
too
backlash.
Many people.
She got a lot of backlash for that Drunken Love performance on the Grammys.
Yeah,
people
but I think
whore.
It was pretty cool. I think it was pretty
Why
cool.
Why were they calling her a whore?
Because they aren't used to it.
Because I guess they aren't used to it. She was scantily clad, grinding, I guess. Was she even grinding? I don't even think there was any grinding.
To me, it was very tasteful.
I thought it was tasteful.
I think there's a difference between being, like, you know, slutty and tasteful.
Who's, like, a slutty performer?
I don't think I want to say.
I think, like, I don't know.
Slutty? Okay, let's not say slutty. Let's say...
Salacious.
Yeah, or a little more promiscuous. I would say Rihanna's a little more open with her
sexuality.
With her sexual side.
Yeah.
Beyonce, I think she just finally, now that she doesn't work with her dad anymore, so now she has more freedom.
She's starting to open up, both probably literally and metaphorically.
More.
But her new album was like all like sexual songs. I enjoyed the album. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
I did too.
And normally, if an album was like that, I would close my eyes and try to visualize everything.
Oh, okay.
But she gave me a visual album.
She did.
So
she did her. She did her part.
She did her part.
Very smart. Very smart.
She took all that one phase that I had for so long. She took it out.
Which one was your favorite video?
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Partition.
Oh, really?
Oh. Ooh.
I like that one, too.
I think I like Beyonce.
Beyonce's cool.
Yes,
I like
because they
a
have
lot.
The models in there, and they're just like really bad.
I like when the one model like licks her.
Yeah,
it was like I was like, what?
And did you see when she popped her bathing suit on her butt?
Yeah,
this is pretty.
Cool. Oh, I didn't
what?
Miss a single frame.
Okay, I didn't see that one. I gotta.
You gotta.
Yeah,
go
you
re-watch.
Gotta go back.
I haven't watched them all.
There was ass in every single video.
Yeah, I saw
I
it.
Saw
oh, it was,
pause.
We all saw it. What?
Pause.
Pause. No, you don't have to pause.
Yes,
on Beyonce.
I can pause.
Beyonce doesn't need pause. Beyonce's not pause worthy.
She's pretty bomb. Yeah.
Or, do girls pause? This is new to me.
I pause.
You pause?
You pause.
Yeah, just for fun. I like saying it.
Okay. I can see that.
Thanks.
That doesn't bother me.
And then I hang out with a lot of guys, so it's just natural.
Is it mostly dudes in your circle?
Yes.
So we're expanding that even more, I guess, now.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Ashley, can you remind me, how do we meet one another? I've known you for quite some time, I feel.
I feel like I've seen you around. I remember I saw 2011 perform at the Miller Outdoor Theater.
Okay.
That's when I first saw you. Then I saw you again.
Was that the year I picked up a baby?
I don't remember that. Okay. I was backstage, so I saw you. I saw your performance when we were sound checking. But I didn't get to actually see the performance.
Oh.
I was getting dreads.
You missed it. I picked up a baby. Brought him on stage.
Random baby.
Oh, I bet that was awesome, though.
It was pretty cool. All right, so keep it going.
Yeah, then I think I saw you around, like, when you would be with Vari.
Okay.
Then after that,
shout out,
I messaged you on Twitter.
Okay, yes. This happened the other night. She sent me a screenshot of a message that we had. It was about music, though. Because you're
was.
An artist as
like,
well.
First
we didn't say that.
Ever?
Yeah, like, first contact.
Yes, the first time I ever contacted you was to ask you a little about yourself first and see if you were a solo artist, because I knew you were part of the group.
Yes.
And then you told me that you were mostly doing things with your group, but eventually we'd work together. And I went back and I saw that. I'm like, wow. You know,
eventually,
look, how the world,
look at this.
The world changes. Like, blew my mind.
Yeah.
And now we're actually working together.
In probably a form that you weren't expecting.
Was not expecting it at all.
If you do, you have any other, like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I was talking to my consigliere. Mm-hmm. All right, that's my favorite word right now, currently, mm-hmm. consigliere. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about Motai, and we were talking about who would be a good fit for the Brad Gilmore show, right?
Right.
And this guy brought up Ashley Amani, and I was like, you know, she's got a good voice. You sound like Kerry Washington to me, which I'm
a
huge fan of.
I love her, so thank you.
I know you take that as a compliment.
I do.
We've discussed before, mm-hmm. all right? I know you like it.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Thanks. Thanks.
But yeah, we thought about it, and then I contacted her, and then now here we are today. And it was just funny that it's like I didn't think, you know, I just thought you'd be good at it. You know, I thought, you know, Motai thought so too.
Yes, I did.
Well, I appreciate that. That's awesome.
So we're going to hope the fans like you.
Yes, I hope so.
Fans better like you.
They better.
Yeah, they're kind of stuck with you for now.
They have no choice at this point.
They don't really have a choice.
We're going to make them like
this
me.
This was made by us. But, you know, I was talking to y'all before we started recording. And I've had a pretty rough week. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not been a very great, productive week in the life of Brad Gilmore.
All Why right? not?
Had a lot of stuff happen, all right? So, top of the year, I turn over my engine in my Ford F-150, fire engine red. Oh, oh, oh. You know how I like it, all right? And I turn that engine over, and I heard a... like a knock. That sounded like a sprinkler. But there was a knock that sounded like a sprinkler in my engine.
Right.
I was afraid there was a water hose losing its mind in there. And so I took it in, top of the year. He was like, you're going to need a new engine or I'm going to need to redo your whole engine, right? Mm-hmm. A guy named Tom, right? Asian man, kind of like Motai.
I know him.
And he knows him. This is Are part of my cousins? Theory that all Asian people know one another.
It's only because my family has a shop and he has a shop. And my godfather works at his shop.
Well, look at that, though. But you still know Asians.
Asians.
So if you're saying if this was a black establishment or a white establishment owned, same, still a car shop. Y'all would still know one another?
Probably.
I don't believe it. I think it's an Asian thing.
Nah.
So anyway, I take it in, and I'm like, all right, do what you have to. Replace this engine, right? So I pick it up last week, all right? And I get in the car, turn it over, boom, it's good. It's good. Had no gas in it. I think he siphoned my gas.
Dude, he took your gas.
You think he took my gas?
Yep.
Is that?
Yep, he gave you
common
a good
practice.
Deal and was like, fuck this guy, I'm taking his gas.
Is that common practice at auto shops? I think that they siphon gas tanks.
No comment.
No comment. All right, that means it's true. That means it's true. Sons of bitches. Anyway, pick up the car, went and filled it up. I start driving. I got to catch a class. Right, I had a class to go to. So boom, start heading to class. I'm driving. Park by the spaghetti warehouse. You know. Get that real good smell of... By the way, I know I'm going on a tangent right here, but their website is www.meatballs.com.
Oh, that's
wow.
Funny.
They got to be a lucky bitch to get that domain name. What a great domain.
Com.
Meatballs.com?
Right.
You know how many people are going to type that in?
Right.
Just randomly, hey, let's search meatballs. What comes up? Oh, what's this? Spaghetti Warehouse. Sounds delicious. Let's go take a visit to Houston. You know, that's anyway. So I park it, boom, go to class, come out, crank it again. It chokes a little bit. It's like it didn't want, it hesitated to
put
start.
Put gas in it.
Gas was in it.
Okay, all right.
Hesitated. Thought that was strange. I was
that is strange.
What's going on here? All right. So anyway, I start driving it, and then it starts revving itself, right? I'm going to see, so it's revving itself. I'm trying to see what's going on, and end up, I'm on 59. I have to exit. I got to get towed back to the dealership. Same day that I got it back.
See, that's why I don't like mechanics.
You know, I agree.
Not all mechanics, though.
Anyway, most of them. All right. Especially being a female.
Oh, I was just talking about this yesterday. Yes. They try to screw females over the time.
Look, you know, finish your story because that's a whole nother story.
We can get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it.
We can get okay. Well, actually, let me finish my story. I really want to get this. Anyway, okay. Thank you, Imani. You're actually good at this. Trying to keep me on track here. I appreciate it. Motai just lets me go. Yep. He just lets me go.
It's okay. Right. We have balance now.
Checks and balances.
It might be okay to let you go sometimes.
Sometimes I'm onto something. Right. And I think I'm onto something right now.
Okay.
So anyway, transmission goes out. Take it back. To the auto shop. Now I'm driving around in a 1996 Jeep Grand Cherokee, plum color, purple, whatever. It's a car, my first car. Keep it as a spare now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good thing I was smart and didn't sell it when I wanted to. Kept it around. So boom, whipping around in that, right? And then it comes up earlier this week. I'm driving around, and I'm actually driving to go grab some lunch, and I get rear-ended in not my Lexus. My father lent me his Lexus because there's a little brake issues on the Jeep. So he lends me his Lexus RX350.
Wow.
Boom! I get rear-ended. I'm not going to put out this woman's information, but I do want to point out on her driver's license, she lives on a street called Hillbilly Heaven.
Wow.
Which is maybe the greatest thing I've ever seen in my
entire life.
I'm not even. I wish I were making that up.
She a hillbilly?
She wasn't. She was very.
Seems like he comes across all the most randomest things ever.
And she looked like Quinn from Scandal.
And when he runs into issues, it's like a real big thing because he's been having issues with cars for the past like month.
Just so you show, that's horrible. Look, I'm not making this up.
We're gonna have to pray for
Brad. Look, boom. Look at that. Hillbilly Heaven.
Wow.
Is her street name. I was like, what's
get her
going
money.
On? Yes.
ASAP.
So anyway, that leads me to today. I pick up this Jeep Compass at the car dealership. Or no, at the Progressive agent. They gave me a rent a car. Mm-hmm. Here's my problem. Here are the keys to it. Here are two keys to the vehicle, right? Or the regular key, spare key. I appreciate their logic. Just in case you lose one of our keys, here's another one so you can bring our car back.
But they're both on the same ring.
But they're on the same ring that you can't get off. It's a steel wire wrapped around and fused together.
You know most rental cars are like that?
Why is that?
I don't know. And then
it doesn't
make any sense.
If
you try to cut it off, they'll charge you like fucking ridiculous amount of money.
You're telling me $300 if you cut this wire?
That's what someone told me one time.
$300. And you know what the crazy thing is? I tried to cut this wire.
That's insane. I mean, Damn. They may as well just give you one key. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand
to have two on one
people's
key.
Thoughts. And then I bring in a Lexus RX350. You give me a Jeep Compass? That's not comparable. Give me a Mercedes G-Wagon. Give me something so I
give you
another
wish.
Lexus. They should give me another Lexus. Give me something.
If they give you G-Wagons, I'd purposely go crash my car right now. G-Wagon.
I want that G-Wagon.
Yes.
But yeah, I've just had the worst luck with car trouble. Even so much that one of my grandmother's, I guess, roommates or residents, that she lives in an assisted living place, right? I went to visit her today to brighten up my spirits because I'm in this Jeep Compass and I feel like a woman. I pulled up next to an F-150, a Ford F-150, and I was kind of looking up at him. He looked down at me and kind of shook his head. Oh. I felt like a pretty girl who didn't have her makeup on.
Oh, no.
Wait,
he
was like,
really
no.
He shook his head at you?
Yeah. Oh. I'm like, no, I'm not like this all the time. It's a one-time thing.
Stop my car.
Oh, that's a great analogy. Perfect analogy.
Oh, but anyway, my grandmother's resident, our roommate, was like, well, I told her the story. She goes, well, honey, you sure have had a lot of problems with the vehicles. And I'm like, yeah. No, she's called them automobiles. And I'm like, I sure did. She goes, you better be safe out there. I'm like, well, I'll stop at the yellow lights. She goes, well, you're going to have to do something. I was like, oh, I love old Southern people. Right. So adorable.
So sweet.
My grandmother's so Southern that she, like, will turn a one-syllable word, like my name, into three syllables.
Right.
Brad.
Brad.
She figures it out.
My grandfather calls me the weirdest name ever.
What's this?
I probably shouldn't even reveal this. I don't even know why I'm telling you this right now.
That's right. We're all family here.
Yeah, he calls me Trey.
He calls you Trey.
Trey. Where'd that come from?
When I ask him, he doesn't know. So I don't know.
He calls you Trey.
He calls me Trey.
That's what I call one of my good friends, but that's his name.
Exactly. It's like Ashley Imani. No, no Trey.
Ashley Imani is the government
name. It might be my second middle name.
You have two middle names.
You can have two middle names.
I have two.
Can you give me the middle names?
It's a little ghetto.
Oh, that's fine.
Don't judge, okay?
You're wearing a fitted hat.
Excuse me.
Is it Snap?
It's Snap.
Oh, well, that's the same difference.
It's definitely Snap. But it's Trenice. So my mom thinks that it's from that name.
So Ashley, yeah, okay. Trenice.
No.
Ashley Imani?
Mm-hmm.
Trenice?
Mm-hmm.
Jackson?
Nope. Williams.
Williams?
Yes.
Ah, that's my look last at that.
Name. I thought Imani name. Was really your last name.
Really?
That'd be a good last name. Yeah, I thought it was your last name,
that's
too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I like to... I wish Imani was my first name.
You don't
really like
Ashley?
No. It's going to drop. I'm going to eventually drop that name.
You're just going to be Imani?
Yes. I don't want people to call me Ashley.
What's wrong with that? I'd like Ashley.
It's too common.
It's too common, but the Imani makes it unique.
Yeah.
But the Imani is so much better. Do you want to know what it means?
Oh, there's meaning behind Imani?
Oh, yes.
You want to know what my name means?
What?
I'm a brass metal fastener. I'm a Brad.
Oh, okay. Mine means faith.
Faith. Imani means faith.
Imani means faith in Swahili.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's Trenisha? What was your middle name?
No, it's not Trenisha.
Trenice.
It's a little more ghetto than what it is. Trenice.
Does that mean anything?
No. I don't think so.
That's just a name.
I never really liked it, so I never even looked it up. So,
you know what I found out? I after the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, which was a blowout, and I want to talk about the halftime show because I thought Bruno Mars did a great job.
He didn't. Oh, my gosh. It was
spectacular.
Awesome. Spectacular.
Job. But after the Super Bowl, in celebration of the Seahawks' victory,
yeah.
A couple, I believe, in Detroit, and I might be getting the city wrong, but it doesn't pertain to what the story is. Mm-hmm. But I think it's in Detroit, Michigan. Their last white couple, last name Mann, yeah. Right? They named their daughter Sydney 12th Man. No, Sydney Lee 12th Man. After the Seahawks, because they call their audience the 12th Man, right? Mm.
Oh.
So they named her Sydney Lee 12th Man. Only thing I like about this is it kind of evens up the whole crazy naming on everybody's end. Now white people are getting into the crazy names. We're going with 12th and Apple and
right.
Blanket. Oh, Michael Jackson wasn't white.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Oh, no.
Aki.
Don't talk about him, Brad.
I love Mike.
He's cool. My favorite person ever.
But speaking of which, though, Bruno Mars had some remnants of a Michael Jackson kind of princey kind of thing going
and,
on.
And James Brown with that
very
feet
James
work,
Brownie.
That feet work. Yeah.
Very James Brownie. Did you watch the Super Bowl halftime show?
Unfortunately, I did not.
Okay, so we can talk about it.
Yeah, we can.
I wasn't a Bruno Mars fan before this performance.
Honestly, I will be so honest with you. When I found out that Bruno Mars was performing, I was like, really? Like,
yeah,
I
that's
not.
What
I mean, I was like, Bruno Mars, Super Bowl, not so much. But then as soon as his performance started, I was already intrigued. I was like, oh my God. Like, I love
with the
people
kids
who
singing.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. I was like, oh, okay.
Awesome. And I just love entertainers. And he's somebody who can entertain and hold a stage. And at the Super Bowl, he really proved himself.
Like, yeah, there's like 80,000 people.
Yes. Everyone did the rodeo last year.
Yeah, I heard he did good. I mean, I've never seen him live. I've never seen a performance of his. I never was interested, honestly. Mm-hmm. When he won like a Grammy a couple weekends ago, I was like, oh, Bruno Mars won a Grammy.
But he has awesome music, though, if you really actually
listen. When I listened to him like perform, I was like, wow, this guy's actually a lot better than what I thought he is. And like I have a soft spot for Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he brought them out, I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna give you a pass just to see the Chili Peppers. But you actually impressed me.
Yes.
His hair was very nice.
Big time.
I liked his hair. I liked his whole outfit.
Yes, everything
coincided
with
each
other perfectly.
It was very good. Did you enjoy the rest of the Super Bowl? You're a football fan.
I'm more of a basketball fan, okay, but I watch football because I just like sports. But I didn't really watch that game. Let me tell you why. I'm not a fan of blowouts. If it's a blowout, it's boring to me.
Yeah.
It's not going to keep my attention anymore unless it's basketball because I know about it.
I kind of started drifting away from it in like third quarter when I just saw there wasn't really anything coming back. I'm like,
I'm
going to go make some brownies. Bruno Mars or very James Brownie to me. I'm going to make some brownies.
Some brownies. Are the brownies going to have anything in them? It's the question.
No, that's not me. It's okay. Not my stilo.
Yeah, I knew that.
You did know that. I don't even know why you asked.
Because I wanted to test you.
You're going to test me?
Yeah, I wanted to see if you at least did the edibles.
All right, so let me ask you this. Go back to what we were talking about with auto mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
The screwing women over.
Yes.
Go into it.
I just really don't like mechanics. First of all, my last car,
you have a gorgeous car now.
I love it. I do love it.
Oh, wait till you see this thing one time. All right, keep going.
Well, my last car wasn't so nice. It was just a Nissan Sentra. It was pretty old, like 2000 or something like that. And I think at that time the alternator went out.
Okay.
So I didn't know what an alternator was. Like, really, honestly, now that I know, like, fixing that should not have broken anything else down other than the battery, right? Or the battery breaks it down or something, right?
They gotta work together.
Okay, they work with each other.
They work together.
Hand in hand.
An alternator is like a generator. It generates energy to recharge the battery as the engine's running.
Right.
Look at that.
Right. Okay.
Resident car guy, bow tie.
Right. Yep. So I went to get that fixed. Maybe like a day later, my car broke down completely. So I took it to three different mechanics. No one could find what was wrong with the car. So obviously, the people who originally fixed my alternator did something else to make me come back. But I didn't go back because I was like, you know,
why would I go back? Who didn't fix it in the first
exactly.
place? Okay.
So I went to the next mechanic. They couldn't find anything wrong with it. So then when I finally went to this last mechanic, they were like, oh, we're going to find it. We're going to find something wrong. So the whole summer pretty much went by. I'm giving them time to, you know, look at my car. Oh, we can't find anything. Oh, but we're going to charge you for storage fees, too.
What?
Exactly.
That's like a restocking fee at Best Buy. Okay, why am I repaying you to put up it back on the shelf? Right. All right. I bought that HD mini HD camera. All right. I don't want it anymore. I have an iPhone. Put it back on the motherfucking shelf and don't charge me for it.
Exactly. So storage fee. I don't know. And then this with my new car even. I needed a tune up, I guess, before they sold me the car.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so the car ended up breaking, the wires were bad, the spark plugs were bad. So
spark
it caused
plugs,
the coils to go bad.
Oh, okay.
And
you're learning.
So I took it to Mazda.
Uh-huh.
And they were telling me, you know, it's going to be $1,500 to get it fixed.
I'm like,
whoa. I just got my car.
I just bought this
just
vehicle.
Bought this thing. We have a problem. So anyway, they
Did
ended up fixing
ghetto on
it.
Them?
I had to go get on him.
Did you get Trenice on him?
I went Trey on him. No, but yeah, I just don't have too good of luck with mechanics at all.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I did get a call before we started recording that my vehicle, my truck is ready for pickup.
Nice.
I won't be getting it today. But the battery went out and they got to replace it before they give it back to me.
Wow. Oh, and my car now, heater does not work. 40-degree weather outside.
I know how that feels.
Heater is not working right now.
I've had AC not work before, like during the summertime, which is maybe a little worse.
I had on heels. My toes were out and everything. I went and got in my car. Heater not working. I'm like, okay, you know what? Fuck. I cannot do this. Take this off.
You got a blanket in your car?
I don't have a blanket. That's a good one. But I have a stick shift, so it would be in the way.
You drive stick?
I drive a stick.
It's pretty hot.
That is pretty hot. I'm not going to lie.
You start learning about cars, too.
I should. Yeah. You know what? I want to learn how to fix them so I don't have to freaking go to the mechanic. That'd be nice.
Can you fix your own car, Motai?
I've done like 99% of everything.
All
the
repairs. Oh, well, I know who to come to now.
Right? Oh, anything I have wrong, I just call and be like, hey, what does this sound like to you?
All right, so he'll be my mechanic, and Prince Cannon will be my body shop guy.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
He's gonna do my rims and stuff.
Oh, shout out to
make them black. He's gonna make them black, and then the little brake thing. What is the brake thing called?
Brake light?
No, it's like on the tires. It's on the tires.
Brakes. Brake pad.
The brake pads. He's gonna color them red.
Oh, ooh.
Calipers.
Calipers. Yes, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Calipers.
Yeah. Be styling and profiling.
Oh, kiss stealing, wheeling, love dealing. I see you. I see you, Monty. Look at that. Look at that. Now, I do want to say something. Motai, I was talking to you a little bit before. Next week, Friday. Yeah, this Friday, because this debuts on Monday. So, yeah, this Friday, Thursday, Friday. Friday is Valentine's Day.
Yes,
I want to get a general consensus of thoughts on the day. What do you think about Valentine's Day, Ashley Imani?
You know what? I actually love Valentine's Day. I like the idea of it because, first of all, people forget the purpose of life. And I really believe it's love and reproduction, all that good stuff. So
back that up. She believes the purpose of life, I heard, is reproduction. All right, keep going.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. We got to reproduce. We got to make the babies, you know? Anyways, I like the fact that people.
Babies?
I haven't made babies. I'm a virgin, Brad.
Oh.
Do you believe me?
No.
Okay, let me stop lying. Okay. All right. Well, anyways, I just like the fact that, you know, this is the time where people really embrace it, other than Christmas, other than people who are part of your family. They get to actually express themselves with the people who they truly love. So they get to do these nice, special things. But then we have those people who don't have the love and they, you know, bash it. But
so there's the bash. Now, here's the thing. What if you don't have the love? You have the like. All right. You're
heading there. Yeah.
You might be driving there. You might be like, you know, 100 miles to destination.
That's but, not know, good all the time. Slow down. Don't rush.
Is 100 miles not? That seems far to me.
That's pretty far.
100 miles.
I thought you meant 100 miles per hour.
No, I meant 100 miles away.
Okay. Got you.
Talking like
That's pretty far.
Bring me back full circle. Oh, so what if you're in that kind of position to where it's like, all right, so what do you do? Do you do a lot? Do you try to calm it down a little bit? Have like a nice, simple Valentine's?
I mean, in my world, it's the thought that counts. So even if you keep it simple, it's fine because you thought of me and we can move forward from that. I mean, I'm not going to expect you to do something extremely huge if you're so far away.
Have you done something? Has someone done something for you extremely huge on Valentine's Day?
Nope.
No. You have a Valentine's Day coming up? Valentine?
I would hope so. I hope I have a Valentine. But, I mean, I've never had a guy who'd really just spoiled me.
Guys, you guys have like 5 days.
You better hop on it.
Now, let's get on it, guys.
What do you look for in a Valentine?
You know what? I didn't know this was an interview
or
today.
Or just a gentleman.
No, I'm just kidding.
Or
and man. A gentleman,
We're introducing you to the world, Ashley. We got
to
get to
know
you.
I know they have
to
get to know me. I know. Okay. Well, what do I look for in a guy?
Rappers chill. I just want to put that out there before you say anything.
The most that I look into a guy, I would say, is respect. I also need him to be able to handle my lifestyle.
Oh.
You know, he has to be able to handle the fact that I'm going to be around other men other than him. I also look into a guy who isn't so far up in his own world. Like, you know, there's some guys who...
What do you mean by that?
There's some guys who are so caught up in their world, they expect you to just... I mean, you know, there's some guys who have what they call the ride or die, but they expect you to do stupid stuff like, you know...
Actually die?
Yeah, like actually die. Like what?
You love
like,
me, don't you? I'm not dying for you.
Yeah, but I really don't even. I don't ask too much from my guy. I just want him to communicate.
That's key.
Communication is key. Yes.
That's key. But I'm not even like the gold digging type, so I don't know. I don't really. That's a good question. Maybe that's why I haven't had a good Valentine yet.
Like we said, fellas, you have 5 days to get to Monty. What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is _AshleyImani.
So get at that. Hit the DMs up. Send the pictures over, all right? She'll judge the size, and she'll see.
Excuse me. Let's not do that.
She'll see if you'll make the cut.
Right.
But we have a lot of good stuff. We have a lot of good stuff planned for the future here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. This is more of an introductory episode to the beautiful and talented Ashley Imani.
Yes, and I'm happy to be here. She and I did want to say that I never got to personally meet Peaches, but I did listen over on some of the episodes, and she was awesome. So I hope Peaches she can come back and visit us.
Oh, definitely.
So I can formally meet her.
I would love that, actually. Yeah. Peaches, I know you're listening. Do that. Come whenever you come back, we're going to have like a nice foursome. No, I mean, you know what I mean. Like four-way. There's no good way to say it. You know what I'm talking about. But
an audio or... Okay, maybe I
should say. Oh, I see where you're going with Ashley.
Oh, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Oh, speaking about like dirty and stuff like that. What?
No.
Whoa.
Go ahead. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about the word moist?
Oh, bad word.
Oh. My kitty cat.
So yeah. Women are dirty.
You can't use the word moist in everyday conversation.
I was thinking about a cake. It was a moist chocolate cake.
No, you weren't thinking about a cake.
No,
you were thinking about cake. Moist and cake. You were thinking about cake.
Yeah, you were thinking about
chocolate cake. Sure.
Uh-oh, Motai. Not that moist chocolate cake.
You like chocolate cake?
I do.
You do? Okay, you don't discriminate.
You got yourself a chocolate shake?
Cake.
Cake? Oh.
Did I say shake?
You said shake, I thought.
I got a strawberry shake right here.
Oh,
we know Brad doesn't discriminate.
I don't discriminate.
I do not discriminate either.
I know.
That's good. Me either.
I'm open to everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Whoa.
Okay.
Everything.
I think, yeah. Pause that.
All ethnicities.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't discriminate. I'm still waving my hand because I really want that to take that back. I figure if I shake my hand hard enough, I'm going to reverse the fabric of time. The Earth's axis is gonna reverse. I'm gonna be like Christopher Reeve in Superman 2? 3. Whichever one had Margot Kidder in it a second time. I believe it was.
Oh my
Superman.
Gosh! I have to see RoboCop.
Oh yeah, RoboCop. The new RoboCop.
I loved RoboCop. Growing
you liked
up.
RoboCop?
I did. And this theory new one looks awesome.
There's a theory. You know, I'm in the sports entertainment / professional wrestling business. And there's RoboCop was part of wrestling for a second. He made an appearance as RoboCop.
Oh, cool.
In WCW, right back in the day.
Wow.
World Championship Wrestling. The rumor is it might be somebody I know very well was RoboCop, but no one knows for sure. Speaking of which, when y'all are hearing this Saturday. Is not only another episode of Reality of Wrestling on the Cube 57 where you can see me every single Saturday night.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes. You know it's
check
nice.
Check you out.
But tonight, or not tonight, February 15th, that night, come out to the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex at 16511 Diana Lane for the next television series, next television taping of Reality of Wrestling. The doors are at 5:45. You can go get tickets on realityofwrestling.com, and you can see Kevin Nash, Booker T, Stevie Ray, the Samoan Beast, Mysterious Q, Ruthless Ryan Davidson, and Brad Gilmore.
Gilmore.
And that's this Saturday, 16511 Diana Lane. Go to realityofwrestling.com for all details. Ashley, do you have anything coming up you want to plug or anything?
Not really. I do know that I am working on my mixtape.
Oh, yes.
That should be coming
Limitless?
Soon.
Limitless?
Limitless.
Yes.
And I hope that it's...
I've heard some stuff.
I hope I drop it by summer.
I
want
you
it to
do
be
too.
Out by summer.
Motai needs more music for the Monday Morning Music Mix.
Yes, so we'll get that on there. We'll get that spinning. But I don't want to just throw it out there and it not all be ready yet.
No woman should just throw it out there. But I have heard some songs that you've been working on.
Yes.
Is one especially, I don't know the name of it, but I really like the song.
Yes.
You know which one I'm talking
Flex.
About.
You Flex. Like Flex. Yes.
I like Flex a lot. You it's like Flex too, Flex. Motai. Flex is nice. Motai, you have anything you want to plug? Any upcoming dates?
Yeah.
Besides Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Actually, hey, Saturday I'm doing something too.
All right, what are you doing?
At the Mosaic Bar and Lounge, we have, I'll be spinning for Style Magazine Fitness.
Okay.
They have an event there.
Nice.
What's the address of Mosaic?
I don't know, but it's Alameda off 288, big two tall glass
like
looking towers. Yeah.
Yep. And Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday. We have Debonair on the Rocks.
At Mosaic Bar and Lounge.
Yes.
presented by the Debonair Brand, hosted by the Debonair Duo, mm-hmm. with the Debonair DJ, DJ Motai. Just made up that name for you. Ooh. You like it?
The Debonair DJ.
Oh, he's the Debonair DJ.
Yes. Hashtag. You know what? You're actually an awesome DJ. I enjoy myself. Thank you. He's amazing.
He's amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
Amazeballs. Oh, I used to say that. Amazeballs.
I've never said it until today.
Yes, I used to say amazeballs.
I've never heard of that word.
You ever heard of amazeballs?
Me and my best friend, My India. Always. Amazeballs.
What's your best friend's name?
My India.
My India?
Yes.
Like My India.
My
like
India.
My India.
Like My India.
That's not your India. India. That's My India.
That's My like India. M-Y. Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
It is?
What?
It's spelled like M-Y India? Or is it
M-Y? No, it's two I's, but I think on her Instagram or something, she did put the M-Y, but it's spelled
Yeah, because if I saw M-I-I, I say Me India. India.
A lot of people call her Minda because they cannot remember Minda. My India, so they say Minda.
I couldn't remember
Is there
my
apostrophe
India.
Between the I's?
Nope.
Oh, just
M-I-I-N-D-I-A.
That's weird.
That
yeah.
is, that's
three
I's
weird.
In the name.
It's very not weird. It's
you
unique.
Said yeah.
It's unique.
That's not,
I said yeah because I did not register what you said.
You said it's weird. I said it's different. You said it's unique.
Hey, My India.
Different and unique. I will take
My
that.
India, weird. You have a strange name. I'm just going to put that out there.
I take weird over strange even.
All right, whatever. I do have a couple of things coming up. Like I said, 15th Sports and Recreation Complex, Reality Wrestling Television tapings. Also, February 21st, you can catch me hosting the Don't Wake Me Up 2 concert at the Chemistry Bar. Every Monday night, the Debonair Lounge, Cafe yes. 4212. Shout out to Tay Mitch.
Tay-Tay.
Is that what you call him?
That's what I call him. Mm. It's one of my best friends. I call him Tay-Tay.
He's all right.
Tay-Tay.
Every Thursday, like Motai said, Debonair on the Rocks at the Mosaic Sports, Mosaic Bar and Lounge. I'm too used to saying sports. And March the 2nd, see me at the Scope Show. I'm the host, the entertainment world champion. Woo! And I'll see y'all.
I do have something. I forgot.
Oh, you do have something.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I should have had it ready.
While you pull it up, I actually have another announcement. My podcast, The Announce Table with Kyle Hubbard, is on a temporary hiatus. We'll be back with new episodes here soon, but we're on a hiatus for the time being. Motai?
Let me say something. For artists out there, singers, rappers,
anything,
really. Send me some stuff so I can, you know, if you want to, you want me to spin.
So
on
he
the
can
Brad
spin your sheet.
Yeah, so you can spin your sheet.
Email it to dj.motai@live.com.
All right, there you go. Say that one more time.
Say what one more time?
The address.
dj.motai@live.com.
Okay, they're going to get that. One more
and
time.
You know what? You know what? In the email, I want, you know, make it professional.
Yeah, I don't want all caps everywhere. Or, oh my God, this is the best music you ever hear.
I don't want to feel like I'm being yelled at through the computer.
I need you, Motai, to play this music.
Yeah, and punctuation.
Punctuation.
Yeah.
I don't have any punctuation because I do all run-on sentences while Ashley and Monty looking up all this stuff on our phone.
Well.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know, I don't really know how to, introduce it because I don't know where to go. I don't know where to tell them to go.
First thing that comes to your mind.
I'll read it. Okay. To all my Live Out Loud supporters.
Don't read it verbatim.
Why? Vote right now for Live Out Loud in the hashtag Hard Rock Rising. Download free tracks and vote now. Thanks. Go to @2014 Live Out Loud to repost. And you can go to Hard Rock Rising, Hard Rock Cafe Houston .com. And go check out more details there for Ashley Amani. Now I'm creeping on your Facebook.
Don't creep.
That was like
creep.
An automatic thing.
Thank you,
appreciate you, Ashley, for joining the team.
Yes.
We'll be back next week with our regularly scheduled program.
I'll be on time.
And Ashley will be on time.
I'll be on time.
We might push up the recording time so we can avoid traffic.
Yeah.
I might be on time.
Motai will not be on time.
You know what? I usually am fashionably late, but for you... Because I love you, Brad. I'll be
love you
time.
Too, money.
I'll be on time.
I appreciate it.
You're usually fashionably late.
I'm usually fashionably late.
Me too.
It's okay. It's nothing wrong
with
that.
Motai's late because he doesn't know what time it is ever.
Nah.
Where's your watch? Is it right?
Well, considering that it's 2014, I would hope he has some type of device that tells him the time.
I know, right? Stop shaking your head.
He doesn't.
I got a phone right here. I have no excuse. That's our watch. It said the numbers are all mixed
oh
up.
Like yeah
it
I sent
like,
that to you
oh whoever or what is it said like whatever
what?
Who cares
yeah whatever so who like, cares anyway they're not gonna get that But anyway, Motai, enjoy the rest of your shake. Ashley, appreciate you coming on. Tune in next week to
the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand.
On Demand.
On Demand.
See you.
Yes.